A word for you from Matthew 6 verses 1 and 2. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. I'd like to look at some of the Beatitudes. There are so many of them from Matthew 5 through to the end of Matthew 7. And it is very important as children of God that we look at them again and again, prayerfully asking God to speak to us. Now, as we read this, my intention is not to attack other people who we might recognize as hypocrites, but rather ourselves. When was the last time you attacked yourself and you allowed God's word to pierce your heart, where you were exposed and naked before God and he showed you just what you are like? Now, that is the intention of this beatitude and of this important word from the Lord about hypocrisy. He speaks about hypocrisy in many other places and gives so many different forms, because hypocrisy is like a chameleon being able to change its color and has many different shades. Mhlambe lento ukuzenzisa singathi kufana nonwabu. Unwabu luyakwazi ukushintsha umbala, and it is able to adapt to different scenarios, but it's still a chameleon. And at heart, the hypocrite is living his life before himself and other people to impress others, and God is out of the picture. And that is why the Lord warns his people, don't practice your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. If your motive is wrong, God condemns it and says you have no reward. You have already given a reward to yourself. In other words, you've patted yourself on the back. And so the Lord is not saying that we shouldn't give to the needy. He's not saying that we shouldn't practice righteousness and do good deeds. But he's saying if the heart behind it is in order to be seen, then we are just downright hypocrites. The very ones that we despise, and yet we are full of it ourselves. We need repentance. We need the grace of God to deliver us from this wickedness.